Hey there, this is the Teacher Biz Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather O'Donnell.
Okay, so imagine this. You have decided on your Teacher Biz topic and your first product, and you're feeling really good about it, and your wheels are turning, and you've gotten some things down, typed in your computer, and then you are scrolling Instagram, and you see an ad for a very similar product, same topic, same pain point for your customer. And all of a sudden, all of the imposter syndrome sets in, all of these insecurities come out because someone else has a product on the exact same topic as you. And then you start to feel like maybe your product is not worthwhile anymore. Has that happened to you? And if it hasn't, could you imagine that happening to you? I am going to tell you how to handle that in today's episode of the Teacher Biz Podcast.
It's not that long ago that I was walking in your shoes. I remember driving to work every day and feeling trapped because I had gone to school, I got a master's, I got the job that my friends couldn't get, and yet, for me, teaching wasn't as fulfilling as I always thought that it would be. The focus was more on test scores than on humans, and I was so limited in the impact that I could actually make. I just want to tell you what I wish I could go back and tell the kindergarten teacher version of myself, and that is just how much is waiting for you beyond the classroom. How you can use your teacher skills and the experience you fought for with this fancy thing called the internet to make a limitless impact that just isn't possible within the walls of your classroom. You can build a business around your life that brings you actual fulfillment along with a living that you can actually live on and a pay scale that's determined by you instead of your district. There's more than one way to be a teacher, and spoiler alert, I am not talking about teachers pay teachers, and that is not your only option. I know this is possible because I've done it myself. I stopped teaching to stay home with my kids, and in the margins of my day, I have built a solid, life-giving online business that has helped hundreds of thousands of families, replaced my teacher income several times over, and given me the flexibility that I crave as a mom of two little kids. I love my business. I am having fun in this job that I've created for myself, and I just want to teach you everything I know because I know that if I can do this, you can do this too. Hit subscribe and get ready to learn how to build a profitable business with a lot less effort than it takes to run a classroom.
So this is very normal. It's something that's been coming up for my students time and again. Someone else is already working on the same thing that I'm working on, or someone else has already created this thing. It already exists. It's out there in the world. It's very similar to what I want to create, touches on the same pain points. It's on the same topic. And when my students see that, usually their first instinct is that their product is no longer valid or worthwhile because someone else is already doing that thing. And maybe it's not just one, maybe it's many people creating a product on the same topic. So here's what I want to say to you if you are feeling that way. One, this is normal. And two, even though your product's topic has been covered before, even though it already exists out into the world, that's actually good news. That means that there's a market for this thing, especially if you're seeing it advertised. That means there's a budget behind it that they can afford to be advertising this product. This is good news. It means that likely people want this thing. And here's the other good news. Just because it already exists out into the world does not mean that your version of this product, that your solution to this pain point is no longer valid or needed, because it is. Because even though there's already a product on that topic, it has not been created by you. It doesn't bring to it all of your background experience and knowledge and the stories that you can tell that are only your stories. Your product is still absolutely worthwhile, even if it's been done before. And I do think that's good news. You know, for most of us, of course, our product topic or our business topic has been covered before. Of course it has. At this point, there's not very many new things on the internet. So it makes perfect sense for it to have been covered before. And I just want you to realize that going in so that you can be prepared, so that you know how to handle it when this happens, and so that you realize that, of course, it's not the first product to ever have been made on second grade edition, or, you know, in my case, on the alphabet. Hello, there are millions of, I don't know, millions, thousands of products on the alphabet out there in the world. And that doesn't make my alphabet product any less worthwhile or valid or helpful to my actual customers who use and need and have been helped by this product. Most things have been done at this point. There are thousands and thousands of digital products available on the internet. And of course, most things have been done. You know, it's not a bad thing. As I said, your product has not been created by you yet. And you have your own unique voice and unique experience to bring to your product that will make it different than all of those other products that have been done out there before. Because while they exist, they have not been created by you. And your product will be the only product about your business topic created by you. And therefore, it is different and worth making. You don't even have to worry about making it better than every other product in your area that's been created. Make a good product and market it well and put yourself into it. And that's what will make it stand apart. And I think I just really want to highlight for you here the importance of personalizing your product. The more that you could put your personality into anything that you create, the more you make it stand apart from the crowd. And I think for us, for the teacher biz, the best way for us to do that is through stories. Tell stories about your product to help your person, your teacher, your parent, your customer on the other side of it, to help them understand how to use this thing and how to use it well. I think that's just so important. So even if it's something that doesn't really lend itself to stories, like a math product, I don't know, I lean towards that more because if we're talking about something like books or reading, then stories fit right in there. But say you're making a math product and you want to infuse some personality and some stories into it. Here's my suggestion. Tell stories about times that you have taught this math concept in the past. You can highlight places that your student got stuck trying to learn this thing. And you can talk about how you helped them through it, how you helped them picture this idea, and ways that you've helped to make it work for them, ways that you've helped them to visualize this concept, ways that you have taught this, or parts of the teaching that you have emphasized, and maybe how you saw a student have a breakthrough. Obviously, you're not going to share personal information about your students, but you can talk about, I had a student in this grade and he was struggling with this topic, and then I taught it in this way, and that's when the light bulbs went off for him, without ever mentioning who that student was or their name, or you could give them a fake name. It doesn't really matter. But you can tell those stories in your product, just in an extra starter guide or sample parts of the product that you can just build right into it. And it will make it so much more valuable to have those stories. I think this is something that we really discount so often, is our experience and the stories that we come to our business with. And I think that's where the true value lies, especially in this age of AI everything. No one can take your experience. No one can take your stories. Machines can't tell your stories. They can't get inside your head. Gosh, at least not yet. And tell us what you've been through and what you've experienced. And that is what makes your product, your business so unique and something that no one else can ever replicate. So lean into that. Use that. Use it to your advantage. I think that will really help it to stand apart from your crowd. And then when you're marketing your product, be sure that you highlight that as an important feature. Don't just lean into, you get 20 pages of this and 10 pages of that and a few worksheets over there. Highlight the transformation of your product, the benefits that you'll bring to your customer through these extra things that you're building in and the stories that you tell along the way. For example, you could say, in this section, I'm going to share with you this trick that helped me teach a really struggling student this concept and gave them a breakthrough. And if you actually have the receipts to back that up inside of your product, that is such a strong selling point, much stronger than 20 pages of XYZ, because it sounds so juicy and your customer will want to hear what that story is. You could also use some stories along the way in the marketing of it. Maybe you tell a story on your sales page. That's okay to do that. Maybe you make a promotional video, or you have organic content just like this and you build those stories in. I think that's a huge benefit too. But I just want to reassure you, I want you to know that even though it's already been done before, it's still worth doing. There is no market saturation on the internet, my friend. We hear this term all the time, market saturation. The internet is not saturated, especially when it comes to an education business, a teacher biz. This has so often been done by big corporations or those third-party platforms. And if you're doing it the way that I'm teaching you to do on this podcast, on your own website, with your own product, go back and listen to episode 4 of the Teacher Biz podcast if you want some more information about that. But if you're doing it that way, you're kind of a trailblazer. You're really unique. And so you can build these higher level marketing, higher level product creation strategies into your business. And then you don't have to worry about market saturation or that it's already been done, because my friend, the internet is a really big place. There are so many people out there for you. And once you get your product in front of the person who's been looking for you, that just changes everything. I know you can do this. I am so excited to see all of the products that you create, and I'm cheering for you. I hope that you enjoyed that episode and got something out of it today. And I hope you'll share it with a friend who will enjoy it too. I love when my friends send me good podcasts to listen to, so I hope you'll be that friend for someone else. If you are ready to get started on your own teacher biz, then I have a great free resource for you. It is the Teacher Biz Starter Guide, and you can get your free copy at teacherbiz.com/start. That's teacherbiz.com/start. And until next time, I'll be over here in your corner cheering for you.